Blog Talk Radio. guys for listening in to the show. You're listening live to the 2012 Internet Radio Show. Thank you guys for listening in to the show. Excuse me. Now, the call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. Call in to the show. Or listen live, whichever you want to do, it's fine with me. I'm here for you. Again, thank you guys for listening to the show. You're listening to the 1982 Astros Alumni Radio. Welcome to the show, and thank you for listening in. Now, I promote the show, guys, on Twitter and Facebook. So if you are on Twitter, you can follow the show on Twitter at 82 Astros Alumni. That's Twitter at the number 82 Astros Alumni. I also promote the show on Facebook. If you have a Facebook account, go into your Facebook account, go to the top of the page and type in 1982 Astros Alumni in the search box. The show page should pop up there. Go ahead and send us a friend request, and we will confirm you as a friend. That way, whether you're on Facebook or Twitter, you'll never miss an episode of the show if you don't want to. I have daily show notes that come into Facebook and come into Twitter daily, about a half hour to 45 minutes before the show starts. Now, I've been doing something a little bit different lately. Lately, I've been putting it out there on Facebook and Twitter like a couple hours before the show starts and then right as the show starts. I've been putting it out there. So I don't know how that's going to work for me, but it may give us a little bit, it may pick up some listeners there by doing it that way. I'd like to thank our sponsor for tonight's show, CPA on Duty. For all your tax needs, whether it's personal or corporate, taxes or accounting needs, call CPA on Duty, the professional accounting firm. You can contact them at 770-732-0244. Again, that number for CPA on Duty, the professional tax and accounting firm, is 770-732-0244. And they can help you whether you have personal tax problems or personal accounting that you need to get done, whether you have corporate tax problems or corporate accounting that you need to get done. Those guys over at CPA on Duty are very professional, and they can help you out with whatever you have going right there. So check those guys out. Okay. Now, I have a great show for you tonight, and something else before I get into the show. Tomorrow's show, we're gonna do sort of a relationship type show. I've done this once before, but I got such a heavy response on this that I wanted to do it again. And what we're gonna do is we're gonna do the five love languages. So if you're interested in what your love language is, if you're interested in to knowing what your love language is, listen in tomorrow, 6:30, same time, same place, and we're going to do the five love languages, okay? So let's get right into the show. Like I said, I have a great show set up for you. Now, you guys know that I've been following the Dunwoody Daycare murder trial. And if you don't know, just a little quick summary of it. There was a husband and wife that lived in Dunwoody, and the husband would take their kids to the daycare each morning, and the wife would go to work. Well, the wife, while she was at work, she was having an ongoing affair with her boss at work. So they conspired together to kill the husband. And he went out, he bought a gun, he rented a van, he bought a, a fake beard and all this type of stuff. And he went out, and after the husband came out of the daycare after dropping off his son, he went up to the husband and shot him point-blank range and killed him. Now, this guy, his name is Hemi Newman. He's in jail right now. He's in prison right now serving a life sentence. So he'll never get out, life without parole. He'll never get out of jail, we don't think. But from what his attorneys are saying now, they may lighten his sentence from what they have going. And I'm going to let you know why and how they may lighten his sentence in just a minute when you hear what's going on with the case. Now, the name of today's show, guys, and if you want to call in and weigh in on this, you can call 818-301-5834. Again, that number is 818-301-5834. Today's episode is called Heavy Jail Time for Snyderman's Wife. Now, the guy that was killed, his name was Rusty Snyderman, and his wife's name, Andrea Snyderman. You guys, I know you've been hearing it all. I've been all over the news here in Atlanta. But his wife, now they've taken her into custody. They locked her up a few days ago, and they actually got her on 8 or 9 counts, criminal counts, and they indicted her on eight criminal counts. And she's in jail right now waiting for her bond hearing on the 21st of this month. But I don't think they're going to grant her a bond, okay? I don't think they are. But who knows? I'm not a lawyer or anything, or judge, but I don't think they'll grant her a bond. But here's the deal. After they went through trial and tried this guy who actually pulled a trigger and killed the husband. After they tried him and sentenced him to jail, life in prison, then the family wanted her to be looked at as well, because she told some lies and things like that, and which would always make you think that there's something wrong or there's something she's trying to hide and this and that. So now the district attorney in DeKalb, he set up a 9-8 count indictment against her, and they went and picked her up from the lake house down on Lake Oconee, picked her up and brought her back to jail. These are the counts that they have against her. Attempted murder, first count. Attempted murder, that's a heavy charge. It weighs about 20 to 25 years in prison. Attempted murder. Racketeering. And I wanted to look up racketeering because I didn't, I've heard of racketeering before, but I didn't really know what racketeering was, the meaning of racketeering. Excuse me. And maybe some of you guys may not know what racketeering is, but in a simple sense, racketeering means, if you have a system or a system and a conspiracy, or you have a group of people who break the law, or you got a system that breaks the law for profit. So they got her for racketeering because she conspired. Her and this guy, him and Newman, they conspired. They were a group of people. Two or more is a group. So they're a group of people that conspired to break the law for money. And that's exactly what happened. So they got her for racketeering. That's racketeering. They got her for insurance fraud. She defrauded the insurance company for $2 million because it wasn't like her husband got killed by someone, and she, it wasn't like he went out in the backyard and someone was shooting a deer rifle hunting in the woods and hit him and killed him. They got her for insurance fraud because she was the one that actually, it wasn't, she didn't, although she didn't pull the trigger, but she conspired, and she's the one that had him killed. So they got her for insurance fraud. She got a $2 million life insurance policy from that. They paid her $2 million for the guy's, for his death. They also got her for two counts. So that's attempted murder, racketeering, insurance fraud. That's three. They got her for two counts of perjury. That makes five counts. The perjury, I believe, is where she lied on the witness stand. She said that she didn't know that the husband had been shot when she got the call from the daycare. And she also said that that she didn't know that Hemi was gonna kill her husband. That's perjury, okay? And perjury is when you're in the courtroom and you're under oath and you sit there and you lie under oath. That's perjury. She got two counts. So that makes seven. She got two counts of false statements. Her false statements were outside of the courtroom, where she told police that she didn't know who would be responsible for her husband's killing. And then she led the police away from her boss at work, which was the killer. She led them away from him by giving another false statement to police as well. So she got two counts of false statements. And so that's 2-4. That's nine counts. So she got murder, attempted murder, racketeering, insurance fraud, two counts of perjury, make six. Two counts of false statements make eight. She's got eight counts against her. She could face about 40 to 45 years in prison if she gets convicted on all counts. Now, I believe she's going to get convicted on all counts. The murder, the attempted murder, both those are heavy. And it looks like, you know, those both can stick. Racketeering, that's definitely going to stick. Insurance fraud, that'll definitely stick. The two counts of perjury, all they have to do is play her tapes back, and they can get those. And then the two counts of false statements, all they got to do is pull the police records and see the statements that she made when the police went to her house and questioned her about the murder. So I think it's a slam dunk. Call me and tell me what you think. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. 818-301-5834. Now, the guy that actually pulled the trigger, Hemi Newman, and like I say, guys, I've been following this the whole time. And Even during this guy's trial, I was saying all along that they're gonna get her too, because she's lying. They're gonna get her because she's lying to the jury. She's lying to the court. She was lying about everything that went on. She just didn't want people to know that she was having an affair with this guy. And but once it come down to a murder or a killing, you got to tell the truth. But, you know, if you had something to do with it, like I believe she did, and I understand why she lied. I mean, I don't agree with it, but I understand. You with me? So now what's happening is the guy that's in prison for life, who actually pulled the trigger, him and Newman, now he says that he will, if you know, his lawyer said that if they call him to the witness stand, in her case, if they call him to the witness stand, he's going to testify. He's going to get up on the witness stand and testify. And he's going to tell the truth, and he's going to give evidence that they were having an affair and that the wife manipulated him into killing the husband. And so I believe that may lighten his sentence. If they do an appeal, that may lighten his sentence. And I believe that they'll probably, you know, cut some type of deal with him in order to pin her down and nail her. Because if it wasn't for her, maybe Mr. Schneiderman would still be with us today. But, you know, she told this guy what time he was doing this, what time he'd do that, what time her husband go there, and what time he was there. And this guy starts stalking the house. And Mr. Schneiderman had called the police one day and told him and reported a suspicious person around his house. And it turned out to be this guy. The guy that killed him days later. So I don't know if he was planning on doing some type of sneak attack. When he was hiding, you know, on the side of the house. I don't know if those were his plans, or if he was just kind of checking out the scene, kind of seeing, getting a timeline as far as how this guy works in the morning, you know, how he moves in the morning when he's taking the kids and this and that. But one thing I did, I do see this guy having some type of heart is that he didn't try to kill this guy right there with his kids. He didn't attempt to kill the man in front of his kids or anything like that. He waited until he had dropped the kids off at the daycare and had come out of the daycare and was walking to his car when he approached him and shot him at point blank range. In the neck, and that was the killer right there. I think he shot him 3-4 times, but the killer was shot to the neck at point blank range. They called it a contact something, where the barrel of the gun contacts the person or the skin of the person. And then they fire it. Call it a contact something. Not sure exactly, but I know it's contact something with the coroner's office called the kill shot, so to speak. So this guy was I don't know what she did to him. My dad used to always say she got a head on her shoulder, man. She drive a guy up the wall. You know, she can drive a guy up the wall. She must have a head on her shoulder. And if you know what that means. But she had to have really put it on him for him to go out and kill her husband, so that possibly they can be together. And she gave this guy information and this and that on her husband so that he could commit the murder, because they conspired to kill him for the insurance money, $2 million. I don't know if they thought that they were going to kill him. No one would find out who did it, and they could go on and live happily ever after. I guess that's what they were thinking. But for me, put me in those shoes, I'm like, I ain't killing nobody for money. Hell, I'd rather work and go out and pay for a woman every week or something before I do that. Now he understands because he's locked up. But at that time, I don't know what he was thinking. I don't know how he thought that he would be able to get away with it. It's like robbing a bank. How are you going to get away with robbing a bank? You know, all these cameras around, and and you even got people now that the citizens will, sometimes jump on a criminal when they see a crime happening like that, a robbery. Now the guy just robbed that bank the other day out in DeKalb, I think, and he had on a Tina Turner wig. That was, they caught that guy so fast it make your head swim. He probably didn't even get a chance to smell the money, if he got any, before he got arrested. They locked him up, put him down, and he's gonna get the armed robbery cast a big prison sentence. That armed robbery will probably put for 25 years or so. But anyway, guys, I appreciate you listening to the show. Remember, tomorrow's show, the 5 love languages, listen in. Figure out what your love language is. Sorry, guy, I got a little tickle in my throat. But listen in tomorrow, find out what your love language is, and find out what your wife's or your significant other love language is. Figure it out. Thank you guys for listening to the show. I'll see you guys in about 23 and a half hours. Good night.
Starting to learn more and more about responsibility. And I realize that everything I do is affecting the people around me. So I want to take this time out to apologize for things that I've done and things that haven't occurred yet and things that they don't want to take responsibility for. Sorry for the time.